Choosing Arch Top Fiber. My name's Phil. How can I help you today?
I was trying to go on the website and put in my address information, but it's saying that it can't find my address, which is very strange. But so I have to call. I really don't want to give, like, verbally give out my credit card information, but if you can send me a link or something.
Oh, I could definitely take a look and see what we have what's available. What is your address? I can give you a little bit of detail.
The address is 73 Gage Street. It's GAGE, Kingston, New York. The zip code's 12401.
Thank you very much. Give me 1 second. Let me look that up. You said 73 Gage. Alrighty, I'm seeing that right now. And it does look like we do have that address available for service, so we can definitely help get you set up for service if you like. And you don't have to worry about providing us details if you don't want to. We can actually just set up your account with paperless billing, and you can input your own information on the website
after you set everything up.
That is correct. Yes. Sorry, I was trying
no,
to.
No, that's okay. I'm just reading this card, and it says up to 1 gig, only $69.99 per month, 2-year price guarantee, no contracts, free install, equipment, and Wi-Fi.
Yes. So the base price of our 1 gigabit internet is $79.99. If you're paying with a credit or debit card, it gives you a $5 discount, bringing that price down to $74.99. And that's
for
the automatic payments and paperless billing, correct? And you'll actually notice that under that $69.99 price, it does say with ACH auto payments and paperless billing.
Yep, I see that.
So that's how you will get that $69.99 price.
The lease is included. I'm not paying extra for the Wi-Fi, right?
Nope. All of your equipment fees and taxes are included in the price of service.
Okay.
So, and you would like to set up service? I can definitely help you with that. Give me 1 second. I will get this information in. Give me one moment.
Sure.
This way we can just get through everything a little bit faster, and it just makes it just that much easier. 73 Gage Street. There we go. You were looking at the 1 gigabit internet for home, correct?
Yes.
Fantastic. About how large is your home?
It's 2-story, and okay. I think it's over 1,800 square feet or something like that.
All right. So we do provide you with one extender free, so that means that you'll be able to get everything taken care of. You won't have to worry about it. You'll have full home Wi-Fi. Do you need any kind of home phone service?
No.
Alrighty. Do you own or rent your property?
We own.
Fantastic. Do you know how you get your utilities, like the power, do they come from the pole or are they underground?
The utilities come from the pole.
Okay. Is your billing, do you get your mail at a different address than where you're going to be getting service?
No.
Awesome. For my records, can you spell your name out for me?
The last name or the first name first?
First name first.
First name is Barbara. It's B-A-R-B-A-R-A.
Last name?
Last name is Carlew. It's C-A-R-L-E-W.
And what's a good email just for you, Barbara?
It's K like kite, A like apple, H like Harry, C like Victor.
Oh, you started going kind of phonetic on me, and I was just like,
yeah, I did. I'm sorry. Okay, so it's Kavi JD, but it's spelled K A H like Harry, V like Victor, I J D at AOL.com.
And the phone number you're calling me at, that 845-417-1288. Is that a good contact number for you?
Yes.
Fantastic. We have a couple of options of how we can communicate with you. We have phone, email, or text. Which one would you prefer?
Text is fine.
So here at Arch,
same number.
Okay. So here at Arch Top Fiber, we can notify our customers via text messaging about important information like billing updates, account-specific updates, or installation appointments. You can also confirm your installation appointments via text, and let me assure you, we're not going to send you anything to your phone you don't authorize to do so. And you can choose from your account portal to go with phone or email messaging at any time, and data rates and data and message rates may apply. Is that all okay with you?
Yes.
Fantastic. All right. To save us on a little bit of a headache, so you can still get those discounts, would you, because you are looking to input your own billing information, that's perfectly understandable. Would you at least like to sign up for paperless billing? So that's one step less step you have to worry about.
Yeah, that's fine.
All righty. So after we're done with all of this, you should be getting two emails. The first one's going to be a little bit of an overview of the whole order that we went over with a confirmation code. And the other one's going to be a link to sign in for the first time to your account portal. It'll be using the email address you provided with me today. So you don't have to worry about that. And it should have a temporary password. If one is not on there, you should be able on that site to click forgot password and it will send you one. If that fails as well, you can always just give us a call and we'll be happy to help set you up with a temporary password.
Okay.
So a couple of our legal disclaimers is at the time of your initial connection, a technician will determine the best way to connect your service. They may install a cable that connects your service, your home to our fiber service at the street. That is called a drop prior to the day of installation. Don't worry, you don't need to be home for that part of the installation. It's just a quick, simple
work. I work at home.
So no worries there. If we are required to lay that drop on the ground, we'll help to coordinate it to be permanently buried within 10 days of placement. If you do have a current service provider, we do ask that you maintain consistent connection with them until your service has been installed with us before you call, go online, do whatever you need to do to cancel with them. The ONT gateway and any other equipment provided by Archtop Fiber is property of Archtop Fiber and must be returned within 30 days upon termination of service. At that time, you'll receive a return kit to send everything back to us, and any equipment not returned in that required time frame can result in up to $135 per unit charge for, you know, not returning the equipment, essentially. For any questions you may have about billing or account specific information in general, you can always visit us on our website at archtopfiber.com. You can also access your billing statements or any other account specific updates, including your if you need to set up like, oh, I want to upgrade my service or, you know, add an automatic payment like you're planning on doing, you can do so through your account portal. And as I mentioned, you're going to automatically be enrolled in your account portal and you should receive an email after we're done.
Okay.
Do you agree to be bound by our terms of conditions as they do change from time to time as posted on our website? If you want to find that, you can just go to archtopfiber.com, scroll to the bottom, click on legal. All of our disclaimers are you know, all of the details about, you know, our terms and conditions are located there. And as I stated, do you agree to be bound by our terms of condition as they do change from time to time as posted on our website, including its requirement to resolve most types of disputes through arbitration?
Yes.
Fantastic. We just have to go over the legal stuff. So you got a little flyer in the mail. About 90% of our customers, that's how they hear about us. Is there anything that our installer should be aware about on your property, such as buried wires, septic tanks, anything of that sort?
Not to my knowledge, no.
Fantastic. That is great news. And do you have any comments, questions, or concerns for myself or any of our technicians?
I just want to make sure I'm understanding. So before I can set up an appointment for the technician to come out, I have to wait until the line is installed. And do we know when that's supposed to be? Is that something you are scheduling? Or?
So we'll actually schedule you for that installation appointment. The day prior, our construction team actually does help coordinate to get that drop put to your home. So prior to your installation, the drop is actually automatically ran. It's not installed. It's just brought to your home. And because you get your power from the pole, we typically follow the power lines. So it'll come along with your power lines and will be on your home for the next day for our technicians to actually get that installed in your home. On the day of installation, adult over the age of 18 is required to be home so that they can come inside and get everything installed properly.
Okay. Because I know, I mean, I've seen them installing it through the sewers over in Lake Katrine. I didn't know if that's how they were doing the installation here.
We don't actually touch the sewer lines. If we were seeing them on like the city streets, what's going on is we're doing what's called micro trenching, which is us burying the wire in the ground.
Yeah, I don't think they've done that on my street yet.
No, most of the streets in Kingston, because of the narrow alley, the narrow ways of the streets and the confines of what's going on, we've had to run a lot of them over along the poles. They are buried in some locations if there's no pole close enough, but for the most part, we do try to bury our wires in the for the main runs along the roads, because it's better for connectivity and making sure that the fiber optic line doesn't get damaged in case of severe weather.
Right. So in theory, this could be just as bad as my current internet.
It actually won't be.
But
We
maybe faster.
actually So most of the time we do take pride in knowing that our fiber optic cables are actually very well secured, and that there's no issues with them, and you do not have intermittent signal because of severe weather. We do our best to ensure that.
Okay. I was, like obviously just the base questions. Okay, so someone, I'm going to get my emails, and my emails will have information on there to set up my account.
Correct.
And
And we can actually already get you and signed up for your installation if you'd like. The earliest we have is next Friday the 15th at 1 p.m.
let me look at my calendar. Actually, that could be fine because I work at home and I'll be working then. So
Okay.
you said 1:15?
At 1 p.m. on the 15th. That is correct. Is that in that so that time frame works for you?
Yes, that's fine.
All right, Barbara. Well, I'm getting you signed up for November 15th at 1. That appointment can take up to 2 hours. Usually it only lasts for about an hour to an hour and a half, but it can take up to 2 hours if anything extra needs to be done. So don't worry about that. And we're gonna get everything. Do you want to leave any kind of notes for our installers, such as give me a text or a call before you arrive?
A text would be good. Call's not necessary. My phone screens calls and I might not get it. so a text would be good. And I should be home. I don't see any reason why I wouldn't be. I don't have anything else on my calendar for that day.
Alrighty, well, Barbara, we've got you scheduled for your installation. You should be receiving those two emails here very, very shortly. And once you do receive that account login page, you can just go ahead and apply your automatic payments through your account portal. Once you sign in, just click on My Profile and profile or billing information, and you should be able to get into it from there.
Thank you so much.
Is there anything else I can help you with today?
No, that's it. Just hoping maybe I get something a little faster and more helpful.
I understand that. Well, thank you for calling us here at Archtop Fiber. Welcome to the family. We look forward to getting your service installed next Friday.
Thank you.
Have
Have a
a
good one.
wonderful rest of your day, and have a good, hopefully a 3-day weekend.
No, I'm pretty sure
Oh.
I work on Monday.
Oh, darn. Well, have a good weekend at least.
You too, thanks.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.